Blackstone Publishing presents A Sharp Solitude, a novel of suspense by Christine Carbo. This book is read by Jonathan McLean and Therese Plummer. For Caroline and Lexi, both 2018 graduates, congratulations. Solitude is the playfield of Satan. Vladimir Nabokov. Allie. Present. Thursday. I imagine it like this. The 2 9-year-old boys, Reeve and his friend Sam, lounge lazily on the couch watching the Cartoon Network at home in Reeve's parents' ranch-style single-story home on a hot summer day in Tallahassee, Florida. Reeve's mom and dad are both at work, his mom cutting hair at a local salon called Sasha's, and his dad selling beds at the mattress firm. The blinds are pulled down to block the afternoon sun, and harsh spears of light stab between the slits in the darkened living room. They've eaten an entire bag of Doritos when Sam sits up straight and turns to Reeve.
"Let's do something," he says. "These shows are so boring."
"What do you want to do?"
Reeve asks.
"I don't know. Anything."
"Want to go outside?"
"Too hot," Sam groans.
Reeve pries himself away from the couch cushion and sits forward, wiping his Dorito-stained fingers on the side of his shorts.
"I wish it was already my birthday,"
Reeve says, thinking of the day just a few weeks away, August 7th.
"Me too. You gonna have a party?"
"Probably. I think my parents got me a Nintendo."
"No way," Sam says.